from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama and the President of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, have announced an agreement on the importance of collaborative efforts in combating the spread of the Zika virus. Zika is the virus tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases in Brazil where babies are born with abnormally small heads and brain damage. Dr. Beth Bell of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control spoke with VOA about what they're doing about Zika.
One of the things we've been doing is we've been helping Brazilians and other countries in Central and South America with laboratory testing. This, of course, is a very important component of being able to detect and respond, is having the laboratory capacity to be able to diagnose.
So far, there are no vaccines or treatments for Zika and the abnormalities it causes. Dozens of African leaders are in Addis Ababa today for the opening session of the African Union Summit. Zimbabwean President and African Union Chairman Robert Mugabe opened the summit, which this year focuses on human rights on the continent. The crisis in Burundi is at the top of the leaders' agenda. The African Union is considering a plan to send 5,000 peacekeepers to the country to contain violence that so far has killed more than 400 people. Burundi's government says it will fight any foreign troops who attempt to deploy in the Central African country. The crisis began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he would run for a controversial third term. A delegation representing Syria's main opposition group is due to arrive in Geneva today. It is not clear whether members of the Saudi-backed Higher Negotiation Committee will participate directly in peace talks designed to end the war in Syria. Officials started their talks in the Swiss city Friday in spite of an HNC boycott beginning with the session. This is VOA News. Attackers wearing suicide belts and assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia Friday during prayer services, killing five people and wounding 18 others. It was at least the fifth such attack in under a year. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Ridda Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Men can be heard shouting religious slogans as the lights go out and the sound of gunshots can be heard. Eyewitness Mohammed Al Ahmed told Saudi TV that worshippers inside the mosque blocked its doors after the attack began, but that one of the terrorists was able to enter after the blast. He says there was an explosion several minutes after worshippers locked the doors and the lights went off and smoke filled the room, making it difficult to see. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Officials in Seoul say in order to counter a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat, South Korea appears poised to consider importing a controversial U.S. missile system. After the latest nuclear test by Pyongyang, South Korea has been weighing military and diplomatic options to enhance deterrence against further provocations by the North. The U.S. system tracks missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away. The U.S. State Department says former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's unsecured home computer server contained several email chains with top-secret information, and those emails will be withheld from public release. The current U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with reporters about the emails.
The seven emails, or a few emails at any rate, are being withheld at the request of the intelligence community itself. I can't speak to the specifics of anything with respect to the technicalities, the contents, what may or may not have taken place with respect to our personal server, because that's not our job.
This is not the first time that Clinton, a presidential contender, has been scrutinized because of emails sent using her personal server while she was Secretary of State. However, this latest development does come 3 days before the Iowa caucus, the first event in which the public will make choices to determine their party's next presidential nominees. Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls crisscrossed the state of Iowa on Friday, making last-minute appeals to voters and tightening their attacks on rivals. The notable exception was Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. The billionaire businessman instead looked past Iowa, opting to campaign in New Hampshire, which holds the nation's next nominating event after Iowa, which is February 9th. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.